Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care and self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, another podcast about self-love? Haven't we heard it all before? Trust me, this isn't your average drink a smoothie and meditate spiel. We're going deep, real talk, no sugarcoating. Because let's face it, in today's world, with the constant hustle and pressure to be on all the time, it's easy to forget about our own well-being. We're constantly running around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to juggle work, relationships, and that ever-growing to-do list. But here's the thing. Neglecting ourselves isn't sustainable. It's like trying to run a car on fumes. Eventually, you are going to break down. So, how do we actually practice self-care and self-compassion in a way that feels real and effective? Let's get into it. First things first, let's ditch the guilt trip. Ever notice how some people make self-care sound like a luxury, something only available to those who have time and money to spare? Newsflash. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and five-star vacations, although those are awesome. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as investing in yourself, a wise investment that pays dividends in the form of greater happiness, resilience, and overall well-being. Now let's talk about boundaries. Boundaries are essential for self-care because they protect your time and energy. You know that feeling when you say yes to everything, even when you are already stretched thin? Yeah, that leads to burnout city. It's okay to say no to requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone borrow your car without asking, right? Your time and energy are just as valuable. Another key takeaway is about recognizing your needs. Sometimes we get so caught up in taking care of others that we forget to listen to our own inner voice. What are you craving? Rest? Connection? A creative outlet? Once you identify your needs, take steps to fulfill them. Want a good laugh? Watch a funny movie? Feeling stressed? Take a walk in nature. It's all about tuning into what feels good for you. Next up, let's talk about self-compassion. This is where things get really juicy. Self-compassion means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. It's about acknowledging your imperfections without judgment and offering yourself support and encouragement. We all make mistakes, we all have moments of weakness, and that's okay. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's learn from our experiences and move forward with grace. Finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like a rock star, rocking those boundaries and prioritizing your well-being. And there will be days when you feel more like a wilted daisy, struggling to keep up. That's totally normal. What matters most is that you keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you're feeling drained and overwhelmed. Your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, someone spills red wine all over your new outfit, and you just want to disappear. Now, in this scenario, would it serve you better to keep pushing through, pretending everything is fine, or to take a step back, breathe deeply, and assess the situation? That's where self-care comes in. Maybe you excuse yourself for a moment to grab some fresh air and calm down. Maybe you set boundaries by politely declining invitations to join noisy conversations. Maybe you even slip away for a quick power nap in your car, no judgment here. The point is, self-care isn't about sacrificing your fun or avoiding social situations altogether. It's about making choices that support your well-being, even in the midst of chaos. So remember these key takeaways. Prioritize your needs, set boundaries, practice self-compassion, and never underestimate the power of a good laugh or nap. And as always, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are resources available, people who care, and this community right here. You're not alone on this journey. Now go out there and be your most awesome self-care practicing selves. I'll catch you in the next episode with more tips and tricks to help you heal those attachment wounds and build a life filled with love, joy, and connection. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little self-love boost. Until then, stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.